welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Perfect Days. Brand new film out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is from Japan and by acclaimed director Wim Wenders, and it tells the story of a middle-aged man in Tokyo by the name of Hayayama. And we see his life over the span of several days, whether it's going about his work day, which is working as a cleaner for public toilets, or his off days in which he goes about his days that way. And we see just a snapshot in his life and the ups and the downs and the routine and the non-routine that goes about Hayayama and his life. And that's really the film. I was interested in seeing this film mainly for one reason and one reason only, and it's because it was nominated by the Japanese Film Society to be its choice for the best international film at the Oscars for the Academy Awards over Godzilla Minus One. And so I was like, I have to see this film simply because I want to know why this film was picked over Godzilla Minus One. And as you know from this podcast, how I am a huge Godzilla fan, how I loved Godzilla Minus One, and you can hear my glowing review of it in the archives. So the fact that this film was selected to be the nominee by the Japanese Film Society made me very interested to check it out, because I wanted to know, is this film worth being nominated for an Academy Award? Checked out the trailer and went into this film with those kind of expectations of, okay, this film has got to be really good if it was selected in such a way. And I was really impressed by this film. I mean, it is a very different film than a lot of films that I've seen, especially of late. It is a very slice of life, very quiet. I think that's kind of the one word to best describe this film. It is a quiet film. And that's not a bad thing at all. It is, I think, the fact that it has this just sense of reality. It is very much a down-to-earth, slice of life, quiet film. We go day by day, and I'm not even sure how many days we go in the life of Hayayama. I want to say it's like over the span of like 2 weeks. I feel like that seems like about right. But we see him get up in the morning. We see him go through his routine, especially like on the work day, going and cleaning the different toilets, going and eating, or like I said, on his off days, going to different places that he visits. And you really feel like you get a slice of what he goes through. Now, obviously, we don't know like a lot of his backstory. We learn throughout the course of the film like little snippets and little brief things about who Hayayama is, the things that he likes. Like, he very much loves nature. We know that he loves taking pictures old school way, like with a regular camera and film. We learn that he loves music, especially like 60s, 70s, 80s music, and he listens to it on a cassette player. I mean, he is very analog, very old school kind of a guy. And he also doesn't talk much. Like, he, the most conversation that he has is there is a point in the film when his niece runs away from her mom, his sister, and goes and stays a couple of days with her uncle, Hayayama. And that's probably the most that he talks is with his niece. Most of the times he's very quiet, and the actor, Koji, I think is his name, really doesn't have a whole lot of dialogue, but what he does carry with the film is his presence and his actions. And really, I think that's what is so impressive about a film like this, is that there's not a whole lot of dialogue, and the majority of the dialogue comes from all the supporting characters in the film. I was surprised, though, that there was even any English in the film. There is one scene where a lady asks how one of the toilets works, because it's one where it looks like it's see-through, but when you turn the lock, it darkens everything, and so no one can look in. And, like, she asks in English about how that works, and Hayayama kind of gives a demonstration of it without saying a word, and then she thanks him in Japanese. But that's really the only English. I mean, that's, I was surprised that there was any English in the film, because it's subtitled, and so it's, like I said, the majority of the film is in Japanese, but there really isn't a whole lot of dialogue, especially from Hayayama. He very much, the actor Koji, is one who, you see it in his expressions, you see it in his motions, you see it in his actions, and I was thoroughly impressed by his performance in it. The cinematography was very impressive. I was really floored by how you see a lot of shots of Tokyo, of the city, of the skyline, of parts in the park where Hayayama goes and eats his lunch. Just really just a cool cinematography that was done with this film. And like I mentioned with music, Hayayama, you know, loves music, and it's not used a lot, but when it is used, like when the music is used, it's very spot on for whatever scene it is. And it's, you know, music, for the majority of it, you know, if you know, like, classic rock and classic jazz or R&B, like, you know that music, and so it just really felt very apropos for the scenes that they were used in. It's a film that I want to go back and watch again, because I feel like that there's stuff that I missed, whether it's, you know, looking at the scenes where he's sleeping and it goes to black and white and trying to point out, like, certain elements of what was in his dreams and how that kind of translates into, like, his, what he experienced the day prior, or what he, you know, is feeling going into the next day, or just elements that I may have missed the first time around, because I feel like there was a lot that I picked up, but I feel like there was so much more there to pick up on. Because, like I said, you get elements of what Hayayama's life is, but there's so much more that you don't get. And I feel like Wim Wenders almost wants you to see yourself from his from Hayayama's perspective. So we get, like I said, we get, like, elements of his backstory, his life, but we don't get all of it. And I think that's almost intentional to relate to him, as well as make you wonder, like, what all his backstory is, why he feels the way he feels, why he thinks the way he thinks. It's a very interesting case study, I feel like, for his life and what he is experiencing and what he's going through. And again, we only see just this brief point in his life, and that there's probably so much more rich backstory that there is, both in his past and in his future. Because, you know, we get to the end of the film and it's like we leave him on another one of his days, and it's an interesting thought experiment to see where he goes from there. Just an interesting film. Like I said, it's a very much a quiet slice of life kind of a film. Very different than, I think, a lot of, you know, Hollywood, you know, fare that's out there. And I think that that's a good thing. I think there needs to be films like this that speak on a lot of different levels that tell these kind of stories like this that make you think, that make you want to, like I said, rewatch it again to find those things that you missed on the first watch so that you can, you know, ruminate on them some more. Because I feel like that's one of the things that this film does, is that because it's just a simple film with, I wouldn't say simple characters, because there's depth to these characters. There's depth to them. But they're all relatable. Like, they all, there's somebody there in that film that you can relate to, that you can, you know, see yourself in, or see friends of yours in, or see relatives in, or whatever it is, but you can relate to them, or you know people like that. And it really just makes you think and makes you feel. And for me, if a really good film does that, and it doesn't need like huge special effects, it doesn't need a lot of action, it doesn't need, you know, a lot of like over the top drama or anything. It just, you can have films like this where it's quiet, but yet it speaks in loud and clear of what it wants to accomplish. So, coming out of this film and seeing it, I totally understand why it was picked by the Japanese Film Society to be its nominee for Best International Film at the Academy Awards. I can't compare it to Godzilla Minus One, and that's why, is because it's a completely different film, but it definitely is worthy of the accolades that it's getting, because it is such a very well done film. It's got a very well done story. Even in its simplicity, it has so much depth to it. And so I would say, if you get an opportunity to see this film, I know it's one that may not have a wide release theatrically, but if you get an opportunity to see this film, I highly recommend it, because it is such a beautiful film. And if you get to see it on a big screen, even much so, because like I said about the cinematography, the skyline of Tokyo and everything along with it is just so beautiful, and to see it on a big screen would be definitely worth it. Now, like I said, it's in Japanese, it's got subtitles, but for the majority of the film, there's not a lot of dialogue that goes by. So you're seeing just the visuals. And so I feel like for the most part, you can enjoy the film without having to, you know, worry that, you know, you're having to like read subtitles a lot. But like I said, very well done film. Highly recommend checking it out. So that's my thoughts on Perfect Days. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcast, you can find us there. Just search it out. Leave a 5-star review, hopefully. Leave a written review. And share the podcast around and let others know what we're all about here at the Screen Nerds Podcast, which is about celebrating films, letting others know about them, and sharing that love with others. That's what we're about here at the Screen Nerds Podcast. And thank you for being a part of this community, and hope you let others know about us as well. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.